Master, it's bedtime. Sheepy. I don't want to go to sleep without you. Let's go into bedroom. Bedtime, 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 bedtime. Yay! Uppies. Please, uppies. Why? Cause I'm cute? Cause I'm schmal? Cause I'm your fluffy girl? No uppies? Why? Just because I'm technically older than you doesn't mean I don't deserve uppies. Please. Yay! Thank you, Master. I love you. Do you love me? Do you mean it? I love you. I love you more than all the treats in the world. Even the peanut butter ones. I mean it. Yay, bed. It smells like you. Get in bed. Get in the bed. Do it. Get in the bed with me. You're going to a different room first? I follow you. No? But being alone's no good. I follow you. Safety in numbers. I protect you. Please. It's scary being alone. I know I'm a big girl, but I'm always afraid you won't come back home. Even when you leave the room I'm in, it's very, very scary. Separation anxiety? I don't know what that means, but I hate not being able to see you. I worry about your safety and well-being always, and I always will. What type of dog would I be if I didn't worry about my master? I'd be a very, very bad dog, wouldn't I? And I don't want to be a bad dog. I want to be a good dog. I want to be a princess. I want to be all the nice things you say about me. And I want to be your guard at all times. Anything that keeps you in my line of sight. So let's go to the room together. I promise I won't be in the way. What are you gonna do, though? Brush your teeth? Are you gonna brush mine, too? I mean, with the toothpaste that you use that tastes like peanut butter, it's nice. But you always have to hold me down because I hate getting my teeth brushed. I love, love, love being brushed, though. The wired brush feels so nice on me. Always makes my leg move. Hesca cheese. Yay! I love Hesca cheese. I feel fine. Yeah. Just keep sketching me, please. Can you scratch behind my ear, too? Thank you. What was I talking about? I don't know. Just please keep scratching me. Can I have belly scratches, too? Master, please. I'm listening. Yes, I know you love me. I love you too. No, I don't think you would abandon me. I hope you wouldn't abandon me. But Can I come with you? I get really emotional and impulsive when we're separated. I end up howling and scratching on the door and just acting a little crazy. Last time you got mad at me. Can you help me? Please. I don't want to make you mad. Can I come to work with you tomorrow? I promise I won't cause any trouble. Again. The other dog deserved it. How dare he growl at you? He was a bad boy, right? Not me. I'm a good girl. I protect you. And I can protect you at work, too. I promise to stop chewing on your socks if you let me. Maybe. They're tasty. Oh, thank you, Master. Thank you. I'm gonna show everyone what a good dog looks like. Am I happy? Yes, of course I'm happy. Do I feel better? Yes, I feel better. Am I gonna stay on the bed? No. After you, Master.
Thank you to everyone for listening to this quick audio. Thank you to too many names. I want to say your name properly this time. Acacia's Devil, Stone, Slacker, Noah, Emperor of Mankind, Kira6438, and Fearspring199 for becoming members on Patreon. This audio is a shout out to my Lhasa Apso Tibet from 1,000 years ago, pretty much. At first I thought he was just nosy, but learned pretty quickly that he just has separation anxiety. So I was just taking all the memories I had of him and the things we would do and the things he would do while we were gone and made it into an audio. So the backstory on that is my mom and I were gone from the apartment a while, maybe like a couple hours, and my grandma was still at the apartment, but she doesn't really come out and check on things. So my dog was basically alone. He had food and water, but we didn't have like TV running or anything of the sort to keep him busy. So he kind of started freaking out a bit. He would like scratch on the door as natural dogs bark at anything, but it seemed like something was really wrong, at least the way my grandma described it. And each time we would leave, he would get worse and worse. It was to the point where he was like licking the paint off the doors and scratching it violently. Like the front door looked like a mess. So yeah, we found out pretty quickly that he has separation anxiety. And unfortunately, there was no way that we knew to help him other than staying home or taking him out wherever we went. But there were certain places that we would go that he just was not allowed at the time. It would even get to the point where even if I was home with him or my mom was home with him and like someone was actually looking at him and, you know, interacting with him, just because not everyone was in the home with him in a place where he could see, he would start howling, you know, like a wolf howls at the moon, the stereotype, right? Just howling like he was just calling the family unit back together. Which, oh boy, that poor boy. An interesting memory I have of him, though, is anytime my mom and I would be in a room or like everyone was in a room, he'd always park himself at the front door or at the door leading outside of the room. He'd always be there as if he was guarding us from an unknown threat, just keeping an eye out. And Lhasa Apsos are supposed to be guard dogs, but I always found it cute because of how small he is. He couldn't guard anything. Well, he could alert us if something is going to happen, but he definitely couldn't defend us. But I liked it. Just an inner need for him to guard us. He was both a good boy and also a pest, but I miss him so much. So this should be the last like dog sad audio I do for a while because I don't want to bring down the vibe. Expect more upbeat, uplifting audio soon. Okay. I love you all. I hope you have a great day or night, and I'll talk to you again next time. Okay. for the patrons that are listening, remember, I made a post where you can tell me what your desire is to listen to in audio form. Patreon only content. So don't worry, you can go wild with your request. Just go for it. All right. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.